With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On Wall Street, stocks have been falling following discouraging updates on inflation and how much U.S. households may be willing to spend. All three major indexes are deep in the red. President Trump moves to end collective bargaining with unions and agencies involved with national security.
The president signed an executive order late Thursday without public fanfare. It cites authority granted to him under a 1978 law and appears to touch most of the federal government. Affected agencies include the Departments of State, Defense, Veterans Affairs, Energy, Health and Human Services, Treasury, Justice, and Commerce, and the part of Homeland Security responsible for border security. Police and firefighters will continue to collectively bargain. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Elon Musk tells America what Doge is doing to improve Social Security.
Elon Musk is claiming Social Security beneficiaries will collect more benefits, not less, because of the work of the Department of Government Efficiency. He didn't offer specifics, but Musk told Fox News Doge's cost cutting won't affect the amount of Social Security benefits.
And you can only receive your benefits if the country is operating in a healthy and competent way.
Musk also said he expects to receive complaints.
The most amount of fake righteous indignation, the fraudsters.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Utah has become the first state to ban fluoride in public drinking water despite widespread opposition from dentists and national health organizations. Republican Governor Spencer Cox signed legislation that bars cities and communities from deciding whether to add the mineral to their water systems. Lawmakers in other states have also made proposals to restrict fluoride in public water. The Dow dropping 740 points, the Nasdaq down 487. This is SRN News. Congress urged to defund Planned Parenthood.
Over 150 groups have signed a letter calling on lawmakers in Washington to cut funding for big abortion, including Planned Parenthood. Carol Tobias of the National Right to Life says American taxpayers should not have to underwrite a multi-billion dollar abortion industry. In Planned Parenthood's annual report for 2023, the organization reported over $2 billion in revenue. About a third of that total was taxpayer funded. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A rare Chinese Bible donated to an Oxfam shop in England has sold at auction for over $72,000. The historical text, dating back to around 1815, is thought to be the first complete translation of the scripture into Chinese. The Bible was part of a more extensive collection of rare books donated to the nonprofit. This is SRN News. King Charles made an appearance on Friday.
King Charles waved to people as he left his residence at Clarence House in London by car on Friday morning. The king's health has been closely watched ever since early last year when he announced that he'd been diagnosed with an undisclosed form of cancer. The diagnosis has heaped pressure on the British monarchy, which is still evolving after the 70-year-old reign of the late Queen Elizabeth II. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A German company that specializes in early wildfire detection has developed a new AI-based drone. It says will help speed up the detection, location, and monitoring of fires. The Silvaguard drone was presented outside of Berlin. The drone will deliver infrared video and works in combination with a second fire detection system that the company developed, and it's already being used in several countries. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.